Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading from the Revised Standard Version. And as usual, we start with health scriptures. Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Psalm 147, verses 2 to 3. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Matthew 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without pain. Give without pay. Proverbs 3:7-8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be health to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 33 verse 6. Behold, I'll bring to it health and healing, and I'll heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Wealth scriptures. Proverbs 28 verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as at this day. Proverbs 28 verse 19. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 16 verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Proverbs 22 verse 4. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. 2 Corinthians 9 verses 7-11. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. Philippians 4 verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Luke 12:23-33. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, nor about your body, what you shall put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his span of life? If then you are not able to do a smaller thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O men of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be of anxious mind, for all the nations of the world seek these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things shall be yours as well. Fear not the little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens, that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. Other well-being scriptures. Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Psalm 18 verse 19. He brought me forth with a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. John 16 verse 33. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Colossians 2, 6-7. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Ephesians 1, 17-21, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe? According to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Thank you for being with us again today. It's such a wonderful thing to read the Word of God. I enjoy you. I encourage you to listen to this over and over again now, at least 2 or 3 times a day, and speak some of these words back to yourself, that you may hear yourself speak it and say it. For these words bring life to your bodies. They literally are like medicine, according to Proverbs 4, verse 20-22.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow on Well-being Scriptures for today. God bless you.